This is the Glasses by Dagey Brand Air podcast. I'm Matt, and today I'm going to be giving you a what if. So today's what if is, what if Superman had stayed dead? So, Death of Superman, huge story within DC Comics. It was brought round because they wanted to marry Superman and Lois, but they wanted to do it first in the series that was out at the time, so the New Adventures of Superman. So they decided to bring up, oh, well, let's kill him. And it worked out, and obviously he did come back. I kind of feel like it was always inevitable that he was going to come back. Can't kill a character that's been around for as long as he has without any kind of repercussions. So the idea is, what if Superman had stayed dead? What would have happened? We had four super beings, all with the S, turn up to try and fill the void that Superman had left. So we had John Henry Irons, the genius engineer who built himself a cybernetic suit. Not really digging that one. Just no. He's a dude in an iron costume with a hammer. It's just a no from me. You have Superboy. I kind of feel like Superboy, he's one of my favourite characters, you know what I mean? Ends up being Connor Kent, ends up being Connell, ends up dying to save the world. He was a true successor of Superman and probably deserved more from DC in the end, because I kind of feel like, especially in this incarnation now of the DC universe, he's around, but everything's gone to John Kent, and I kind of feel like Connor Kent was the one that, I just kind of feel like he's been done bad a little bit in my eyes. We have the Kryptonian Eradicator. So, yes and no. He wasn't an awful character whatsoever. And then we have the Cyborg Superman. So Cyborg Superman, he's jaded because Superman let him get injured, and all this. He didn't save his team, his family, whatever. And he loses his head a bit and becomes I kind of feel like he was always just a bit of a loon of a character. And I feel like he's been given more comic time than he ever really deserved. But he's still around to this day. He's still, he's still a proper dick. He just doesn't need to happen. He would try and take over eventually. So he blames Superman for everything that's happened to him. So the ultimate revenge on Superman would be taking over and making himself, making himself the big bad kind of thing. I kind of feel like you'd have characters such as Batman and the other heroes where they band together to stop the evil emanating from Metropolis. Metropolis would almost come on almost Gotham-esque place. So Metropolis would probably take over as the roughest place in, the DC universe, because Superman wasn't there. So I kind of feel like Superman's obviously a catalyst to keep the streets as clean as possible. And they were rough enough as they were, do you know what I mean? So he obviously wasn't doing a great job. I don't think John Henry Irons would be able to do much. I think he'd be wiped out pretty quick, honestly, do you know what I mean? I think he wouldn't even be on the cards to be a Justice League member. Just can't see it. So then we have the Kryptonian Eradicator. So the Eradicator was originally a Kryptonian super weapon devised to wipe out alien races on Krypton and alter the genetic structure of all Kryptonians, making it impossible for them to leave the planet. So I kind of feel like, is the Eradicator a good guy or a bad guy? It's really hard to tell. So thousands of years after the destruction of the planet, the incredible thinking machine had become the repository for all Kryptonian culture. It built Superman's fortress and attempted to turn Earth into a replica of Krypton. It then assumed human form and even impersonated Superman following his death, kind of thing. So the Eradicator brought Superman back to the fortress, revived him with the Kryptonian technology, and allowed Earth's greatest hero to cheat death. I just kind of feel like, realistically, this guy, he's the Eradicator. He could so easily be manipulated if someone had the, had the technology kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? It only takes something like Brainiac to come along and they've got him kind of thing. So, what is it? the last laugh spree, an infected Eradicator went on a lunatic Jokerized rampage. The Joker can even get him. I just think, come on, that's not realistic, is it? You've got this highly advanced supercomputer weapon, and the Jokerizer, whatever, can get him. No, we're not having that. I just think, no, he's just a silly one. I kind of feel like without a body to bring, you know, Kal-El back, would there be even any point in him being there? I kind of feel like he's there to preserve Kryptonian culture. If he can't preserve Kal-El, he'd probably leave the planet. He'd probably or go into stasis or something. So I don't think he'd be a major problem. So I think that the major thing would be it'd be Superboy versus Cyborg Superman. So Cyborg Superman would have to be taken out. You've also got Supergirl at the time, the Matrix, and she's around. She can help out. Do you know what I mean? I kind of feel like Superboy hasn't got all of Superman's powers at this point. It's tactile telekinesis, so he can, you know, move whatever he's touched, kind of thing. He eventually gains all the Kryptonian powers over the years. I get that. But I kind of feel like it would eventually be probably a power struggle because, you know, Lex Luthor would want to try and seize control. And I get that it was Lex Luthor's son who turned out to be Lex Luthor, and they claimed, I don't know, it was all a bit weird. Lex Luthor with long red hair, anyway. So he'd come to the realization that Superboy is, yeah, his genetic son. You're getting his head much sooner. I kind of feel like a lot of the comics that I've read, it's back in the day before Infinite Crisis, Superboy was struggling with his. With his origins, kind of thing, that, you know, obviously Superman was his genetic father, but so was Lex Luthor. And, you know, I know that he worried about the fact that would he take on Luthor's side rather than Clark's side and kind of thing. So I kind of feel like with Clark gone, there's no one guiding him other than Luthor's genetics. So I kind of feel like if you've ever read the Titans of Tomorrow storyline, I kind of feel like in that storyline, there's two factions of Titans, and the US is split up into East and West. And Superman of that time is Connor Kent, and he's got the rest of the Titans who have all now taken up the persona of, like the Flash, Wonder Woman, Batman, and they've taken over, and they've culled all the, you know, the darkness kind of thing, but no one's a motive whatsoever. They're all dosed up almost. I kind of feel like that's what would eventually happen. We'd get to a Titans of Tomorrow scenario where Superboy would end up taking out, you know, any of his competition and all this. I think eventually the sidekicks like Tim Drake would come over to his side as Superboy. Because obviously Superboy isn't beholden in this universe to a stodgy old hero. So the only thing that could really stand up to him is Superman at this point. You've got Wonder Woman who'd probably get involved. But, you know, if Superboy's been cloned once, there's nothing to say that there's not more clones out there. And obviously there is more clones, do you know what I mean? There's quite a few of them. But the idea is, you know, if you've done it once and it's been a success, there's no saying that you couldn't do it again. I feel like we'd have a Titans of Tomorrow storyline. I feel like without Superman coming back, the status quo would be completely different. It could also have a completely different effect where Luthor goes straight, because actually he'd be the Man of Tomorrow. There'd be no call for him to stand up to Superman because he dislikes the fact that he's not human, that he's, you know, he's not one of them. I kind of feel like would Luthor, it's like the age old thing, without a hero, would there be a villain? Because initially the hero gets involved because there's a villain, but more heroism begets more villainy, basically. So the idea is, without Superman, would Lex Luthor even be need to be who he was? So the idea is, without Superman, the world might be slightly better, because Luthor might be using his inventions, his intellect, for actually the good of mankind, rather than to kill Superman. So who actually knows, you know what I mean? You've also got to look at stuff like Superman Red Son. So Superman Red Son takes place as if Clark had landed in the Soviet Union, and he was raised over there, and he became a symbol for them. And Lex Luthor ended up marrying Lois Lane and becoming genius scientist, and he was like the hero of America, whereas if Superman were there, he can't be the hero. So, do you get what I'm trying to say? So the idea is, without Superman, maybe Lex Luthor would be a better person. Without Superman, Brainiac might not come to Earth, because he's not following the Kryptonian energy, doesn't need to take Metropolis or whatever. Without Superman, the dark side might just ignore Earth altogether. So actually, Earth might be better off if Superman had actually stayed dead. So there's lots of pros and cons to this one. Do you know what I mean? Probably more so than we've had from Zach from the Power Rangers becoming the Green Ranger. With more than Peter Parker staying dead in the Ultimate Universe, or surviving, not staying dead. The idea is there's loads of pros and cons to this. I think that probably the more likely outcome would be a Titans of Tomorrow kind of storyline. So the Eradicator would either leave Earth or go into stasis, or he'd try and preserve the Kryptonian side. He'd eventually come to the realization that Superboy has a Kryptonian side and he has to preserve it. Who knows? Because I think in the beginning he dislikes the fact that he's an abomination. He might come to the realization that he's the last Kryptonian as such, and actually try and preserve him. So it could be Titans of Tomorrow plus the Eradicator. So that could be a pretty awful scenario. So let me know what you think. I'm Matt, and this has been the Glasses by Dagi Panay podcast. Thanks for listening.